this has been an issue for so long, and I have to say it's very heartening to see them standing up and taking on the meat factories, some of the cartels that are out there that have been giving them an appalling price for so long. So the backdrop is the price that beef farmers are getting, way below what they can, you know, need to make a living. And then they're proposing to bring in 100,000 tonnes of beef with completely different environmental standards. Particularly if you look at Brazil right now with the Amazon forest burning, with President Bolsonaro, you know, who's backing ranchers, totally different environmental standards, and they're going to bring that in to compete with the likes of the standards of Irish beef farmers. It is outrageous, and we need to challenge it and stop it.
Now, we know the protests have resumed at a number of plants across the country today, but they're not being endorsed by any farming representative bodies. Is that a cause for concern?
Well, I have to say, I have met with farming organisations for years and years, and this issue of price for produce has always been there, but it's never actually been addressed. We've never confronted the major supermarkets, the major meat factories that have been keeping these prices so low. It's got to the point now, and you know, Donegal is very heavily reliant on the small suckler beef operator, very, very heavily reliant on them in rural communities, to the point where they just literally cannot continue to operate on the land with the prices they're getting. It's actually costing them money to farm. And that's absolutely outrageous when you see the price that we're paying. You know, if you go to a restaurant, you know, for a bit of steak, or if you go into supermarkets, there's a huge difference between what we're paying and what the farmer's getting, the primary producer. It's gone on for years, and I 100% back any farmers that are doing whatever they can to challenge that and to change it.